All right, y'all, welcome back. Another episode of the Balance Grind podcast. We are plugging away at season two, balancing all different types of relationships. Eden, you're muted. Today I have two of my favorite people talking about friendships. And they're on different sides of the country. So we got one in LA and one all the way in Chicago. So without further ado, do you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourself? I'm
I'll
Selena.
go. Okay, go.
Awkward pause.
Go ahead, Selena.
I'm Selena and I'm in California. Me and Ryan have been roommates and line sisters and best friends for years, and same with Eden, basically. And yeah, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, so my name's Eden. And yeah, like Selena said, me and Ryan have been. We are line sisters. We lived together for a year, and then after everybody graduated, we all like went our separate ways. And now she's the love of my life, despite what Selena has to say.
I say nothing. Actually, I ain't said a word. This is the first time you're bringing it
Well, now you know.
right, cool. So I feel like long distance friendships is definitely something that comes with this adulting thing that we're like heavily experiencing now that we're in our mid-20s. And I feel like it's not something that you really talk about until you have to do it. So, can you guys just like elaborate on your experience with adult friendships thus far? Like, do you find them to be challenging, difficult, or like compare and contrast them with friendships you have with people who are like in the your same city?
For me, because I grew up moving so much, it's easier for me to adapt. I just moved my entire life, and so I've always had to like kind of make new friends. But I do find that it's harder as an adult because, unlike when you're younger, you have school, you have clubs, you have sports, and when you're an adult, you have just work. So everything, I mean, that's really your only true obligation, unless you're in like professional school. And I think that's where I've gotten a lot of my friends in LA is because of professional school. But I think it's almost like it's up to you to make the other friendships in your life. Like you're either gonna like divinely come across them, in the grocery store, who knows? Or it's up to you to kind of put yourself out there in the sense of, okay, I'm gonna join a club. I'm gonna take a class. I'm gonna do something outside of my comfort zone so that I do meet people. And I think that's, for me, been the kind of the best way I've come across really good, like just friendships that I don't think I would have ever had if I hadn't done those things. And so now, as a result, I just have like a lot of very different hobbies. I think I just find a lot of value in that. And you really never know who you're gonna run across, especially whenever you kind of take those steps. And it is kind of outside your comfort zone. You do have to put the time and the energy and even the money in. Like as an adult, those classes, they coming out of your pocket. So, but I think it's just harder to make friends as an adult because you don't have access to as many people all the time. But you can find some really good ones. I mean, I think I've had a lot of value in, I think especially, like I said, especially professional school, because we have all suffered together. So there's a lot of deep-rooted friendship in that especially.
Yeah, I would say that, like, separate from Selena's experience, like, I graduated, I moved to Chicago, and like, I experienced some of that type of needing to step out of your comfort zone in order to make friends. But I also had what Selena had in that, my work, the people that I worked with were had become like my social circle. So I kind of already had kind of that built in. But then my situation's different. Like when I moved here for a job, that job was a year. I did a residency program. And after that residency program, then at that point, all of my cohort went and got jobs at different places. So essentially everybody moved away. And then I had more of that classic type of situation where it's like, I need to meet friends. Like, I don't really have a social circle anymore. And it's really, really hard. And if I'm being honest, have I actually gone out and done the things like tried a new class? Well, I have tried a new class, but have I made any friends
doing it?
You
took up skiing. That's a big step. A lot of people,
I know,
a lot
but
of
I,
Black
it's not
people
like,
will not step foot on the mountain. So I'm proud of you.
Okay, no. Hold on. Have I done new things? Yes. But I did that new thing with people I already knew. I didn't do it to make friends. You know what I mean? Like,
but you never know, especially
never
in Chicago.
Know.
Like, they have like Black ski clubs. I know because my grandma's part of one. Like, you never know who you'll meet through this hobby that you once
That's
maybe wouldn't
true.
Have met.
That's true. But I mean, have I made any friends that just kind of like happened organically? Like, just so happened that I didn't know them before? No. Everybody that I'm friends with in Chicago right now, I either met through my sister who already lived here before I moved here, or is someone that I knew from prior to, and they just happened to move to Chicago.
I mean, that's like a dope way to make friends. I think that like I have friendships out in LA that are like that. Like, I knew Trey back in Xavier. We both went to Xavier together, but we were like, we only really knew of each other. You know, the one that
yeah.
deep voice. Yeah. So yeah. It's like everybody knows of Trey. Like, but that was my relationship. I didn't get like, he's one of my closest friends out here. That is one of my ride or dies out here. But we didn't really get close till I came out here. So, I mean, that's a good way too. Like, that's
yeah,
why
people
know.
That you weren't close with before, and then once you get put in a new environment, then it's like, oh hey, like,
oh yeah, what's up? It's
yeah.
just us now.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan? I feel like I know you have friends in Houston, but
yes, so I agree. I think like making adult friendships is definitely difficult. I think I'm in. Well, for reference, just in case people don't know, like Selena and Eden, like, can you just tell like your profession? Like, we're all in the healthcare professional field. So I think that also kind of taints our view in some perspectives in regards to time and just like what we do on a day to day. So,
girl, no, the time thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's like,
I think
you want to go to brunch? I'm like, it's Tuesday, yo. Like, I'm a dentist, though.
Yeah, and I'm a pharmacist.
Okay, so yeah, and I am currently in my last year of medical school. So,
ooh.
Yeah, praise God, literally crawling.
Hallelujah. Dr. Adams.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't know if we're crying tears of sadness or joy.
It's both.
Yeah, at the same time.
Right. It's mixed emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know, you know. Okay, so, but I agree. I think adult friendships are definitely difficult. I think my situation is different because I'm from Houston and I'm doing medical school in Houston. So I definitely do have friends from high school. There are like Xavier people are like in a, Houston's a hub for Xavier people. So there's like quite a few friends from college out here that like we reconnected with. And honestly, besides that and meeting friends through my friends that I already have, most of them have come from professional school. So, which, you know, is about all I could take right now, because can you really even go to like half the stuff people invite you to? No.
See, to me, that's the real friendship, though. You know I can't make it, and you don't stop inviting me. You know I'm going to say no half the time.
That's
no.
True. That's
and you,
true.
And you never hold it again. I think for me, that's why it's kind of hard to build friendships with some people, because they expect you to really be there all the time. And I'm like, girl, like.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's a huge part of it is. I think there's a like two lanes here. Like, there's a making new friends as an adult in a new city, as a young professional, whatever. But then there's also the lane of like maintaining the friendships you already had, because it's a transition period. Like, you went from like we went from all living in the dorm room and literally just having to like take a couple flights of stairs and we're in each other's living quarters, you know? And to now we're in literally all over the country. And whereas before it wasn't really as important to like text somebody and be like, hey, what's up? Or like call them and check in. Like it wasn't important because girl, I'm gonna see you the next day in a cafe. It's fine. But now it's just kind of like being intentional about those relationships and those friendships that you do deem worth carrying on throughout the rest of your life. And you have to be intentional about it. And making that transition is hard. Very, very hard. Because it takes everybody to be understanding of the fact that everybody's busy, everybody's in their own life. And like maybe sometimes where like before, I would never forget your birthday because I saw you every day. You know? Not, I mean, not literally, not you.
Oh, I was like, what you mean?
Also, for
It's the
clarity,
same
Selena,
day as
for
before.
clarity, Selena and I share the same birthday. So naturally, I'm not talking specifically about you, Selena, or Ryan, but I'm just saying, like, you know, for maybe those friends that we kind of grew apart while we were in school, yeah, I'm not gonna forget your birthday. I see you every day. But when I haven't spoken to you in months and we're living on opposite sides of the country, I'm in my own life, you're in your own life. Like sometimes those things slip. And I think it's understanding that like we need to be giving each other grace if we both know that like this is a full friendship. That's like, all right, but I know you love me and I love you. So it's cool. At the end of the day, we down for each other and that's what matters.
Okay, so follow-up question. You mentioned being intentional. How are you actually intentional? Like, what are the action items that you do in that regard? And do you do
So,
them well?
oh wait, hold on.
You got there?
Wait,
Rate
wait, wait,
yourself.
wait, wait. Look,
Self-assessment.
you threw in the loop. You
Self-awareness.
said, do you do them well? Hold on, hold on.
Self-awareness is key.
Hold on. Work in progress here, work in progress. So the short answer to that last question is, do I do it well? No, I don't. But
We
I'm
know.
trying. I'm trying. Okay. Because so being intentional in my opinion is like literally just like reaching out and picking up the phone and calling, like setting time aside to be like, oh, I haven't talked to so and so in a while, like let me reach out or let me, you know, call them. I used to always wonder why my dad would just pick up the phone and call people all the time. I'd be like, that's so weird, like text them, like, what are you doing? But now I understand. Now I understand why. Because people will text me and be like, hey, like, just checking in on you. I might remember to text them back, like, maybe in a week, maybe a week, and on who it is and what it is. And, you know, and depending on my life at the time. So I feel like being intentional is one, like, reaching out, but two, being intentional is also like me probably being like, hey, let's set up a phone call because I know I'm not going to last long when it comes to texting.
Yeah, I feel that. You know, honestly, my intentionality, I guess, is kind of, I don't know, it seems superficial, but it's actually a great way for me to keep in touch with people. I send people memes because I feel like, I mean, it sounds so stupid, but I feel like that has actually kept me in touch with so many people I don't think I would be in touch with either way. Because it's like, okay, you know, I know what's going on in, you know, Alex's life a lot of times, or if I know, like, for instance, Ryan is busy in med school, I'm like, okay. Anytime I ask Ryan, like, how's everything? She's like, you know, stressed. And I'm like, right. You know, so like, and because I think, you know, everybody's kind of in their own worlds a lot of times. And then when a lot of times you do get on the phone or you are texting, it's just like a lot of complaining because naturally you're just like, I need to vent really quick before I have to go back and handle my business, you know? And this is somebody I'm comfortable venting with, which is fine. I'm there for that sometimes. But I also think everybody needs a laugh. Like everybody needs a break from just the seriousness of life. And so I send a lot of memes on social media or like videos or jokes or something. And even if it's just us mutually laughing at something, I feel like I'm still present in somebody's life, with just like something so small. And I think I'm not, I would say I'm like a medium social media person. I post like a big photo dump every month mainly for me.
Oh,
But
which, by the way, I'm gonna start doing that. That's a great, I'm gonna start
it's
doing that. I was,
honestly, it's like a good summary. If you care about my life, this is what I did.
it is. I was
This
thinking
is what
about
I
it
did this month.
today.
And for me, it's like a diary of everything I've done this year. Like
Yes.
even through 2022, I just went through all my 2022 pictures. And I was like, damn, I did a lot this year. Like, I need to calm down. So save some money, bitch. So, but I think social media has actually like kept me in touch with a fair amount of people because
Oh
I'm not a
yeah.
big text. I just don't text. I don't care. I'm also very dry, so people don't like texting me. So a lot of times I just like to see people's life events. And then, like, or even I'll post to a book I'm reading on whatever. And it's kept me in touch with like people. I'm like, oh, I ain't heard from you in like a year, but it's fine. We're gonna bond over this thing. So
Yeah, you
even though
ain't
I'm
lying.
not
You are a dry texter. The last time we texted, I was like, damn, do you love me? But
bitch,
I know you do, so it's
I'll
fine.
be pussy. Who has time to send all these emojis? Okay, like what?
I know,
I
which
just
is
tell
why
everybody, even
I
the dudes I date, I'm like,
was
yo, it's dry over here. Don't take it personal. I'm way better in person. Like I'm great in person, but like the texting, I don't care enough. Like, a step up is when people do those audio messages. I'm only gonna do
bro,
that.
those audio messages save me.
Man, because I'm like, I don't have time to type this. Let me just hit you real quick. What's going
Yes. Yes, it's so much
Just
easier to
save
like
it,
complete a
delete it.
thought. Yeah.
So yeah, I think for me, that's how I've slowly become intentional with people, even though it's small. Everyone's too busy. And I just know too many people at this point. Like, that's the thing about,
That's
I
true.
think, the world we live in today. You just meet so many people. Like, and you don't know who you're going to end up being close with. That's the thing. You just never truly know, as we kind of talked about earlier. And you really never know who you're going to fall out of touch with. I mean, not even intentionally, but like, I feel like some people I've like noticed in my life, even some of my high school friends, we have better in-person chemistry than
Oh yeah.
long distance chemistry. And it's nothing personal, but like, I'm sorry, I want to sit on the phone with you.
But like, who does have long distance good chemistry though? Like, I feel like
I
that's
have great long distance chemistry with Alex, our
well.
other line sister. No, I'm saying like there are some people you just have it with. And maybe for me, it's because I've just done it so much in my life. I have friends from I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, you have some people that you're like, okay, I'll sit on the phone with you. And you have some people you're like, I don't want to sit on the
No.
phone with you. No, it's okay. Like, I don't, I'll see you at Christmas, my nigga. So, like, I'll see you next time I'm in town. Or
Yeah.
whatever, and some people you just don't have that with, and you fall out of touch with that person, and it sucks. But I mean, as long as, I mean, I read something and it was like, even friendships have expiration dates, and I was like, that's real. It's not even like we have beef, we're just on
Dang,
different
that's
paths.
crazy. That sounds so harsh, though. Friendships have expiration dates. That sounds so harsh to me.
I feel
Yeah,
like
I mean,
have you fallen out with any? I mean, okay, I won't say fallen out, but like, have you fallen out of touch with any of your friends? I mean, I like, you're from Louisiana, you've lived there like basically your whole life up until Chicago. So, I mean, it's the truth. You're
Well,
not
okay,
cool with all them.
now that I'm applying it to like a friendship that has essentially like fallen out. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Fair
But
enough.
I think it's also that under the understanding part. Understanding that it's just impossible to keep up with that many people, like Selena said, but also it's just like the ebbs and flows of life in general. So there are some seasons with both Selena and Eden, I was like, we just don't talk. And it's not that the friendship is dry, it's not that it's fading out, it's just, it's literally, there's no time. And to try to force time would actually cause more strain on the
Yeah.
friendship than just letting it go. But then there are other seasons like holidays or people after match day, and it's like, okay, you got hella time, so let's link up. Or also being intentional about like your trips and where you go for like vacation, I think is a really good way
That's a
because,
really
like,
good one.
yeah,
Yeah, I
just
think you
started
got to know who
thinking
you
about that
travel with,
too.
though. I've seen people lose friendships on
Oh,
vacation.
no.
You can't travel with
Oh,
everybody. Okay,
no.
you know what I've learned about myself? I can't travel with people who are not down to spend no money. That to me, I'm like, oh, because I'm not gonna wait on you. My nigga, I'm gonna leave
Wait,
the hotel.
That doesn't even sound right to me because if
No,
we're
I'm serious. I'm
traveling,
serious.
then
I'm
like.
serious. I've been on vacations with people who are very frugal, and that's fine. But like when I'm on vacation mode, my nigga, I don't even check my bank account. Could have had the overdraft fee. I don't know. Like I'm just gonna spend.
Overdraft
I'm gonna
fee?
just enjoy myself. Like that's to me. I just can't go on vacation with people who are not down, who are like pressed about money. Like, cause
Wait,
you know what?
wait,
Then
wait,
you be
wait, wait.
pressing
How
me about my money, and I'm like,
frugal are we talking?
I just know people that are like, oh, I don't want to do this. It's gonna cost a lot, and I'm like, but we're on vacation. If you're gonna spend it, spend it. Like, you already bought the plane ticket, like. But some
What's
people
the
don't
point?
want to do anything besides like do the hotel or a resort or something. And like to me, me, I'll just leave. Like, I'll just do my own thing, and I don't
She
want to drag you like,
will.
sweetie,
She
I was
will
scared.
leave. She will
Girl,
1,000
yes, every
percent
time. I don't
leave.
wait. That is, I do not wait on people. I will not wait on people, whether it's vacation, whether it's a car ride. If I spend my whole life waiting on niggas, I'd be waiting in my grave. Who knows? Like, but I just think enough, like this is my side note, but like, yeah, you just gotta be careful who you go on vacation. You need to be vacation compatible. Just because you are local compatible does not mean you are vacation compatible. It's a difference.
Travel is also just like your thing. Like
Yeah.
that is also your thing. But
Yeah.
anyway, back to the original point, which was using vacation strategically in order to see people.
Yeah. Makes
Like
the vacation
I
cheaper.
exactly. And like I was just thinking about that. I was like, I know a lot of people in a bunch of different places. And I was like, I can really just go see people. Like
Yeah. Or you lie
I
about seeing them and you really go see somebody else.
All right, chill, chill, chill.
Delete this part, Ryan. Put a beep. I'm
Anyway,
there.
make your point, Eden.
My point was is that I have a lot of people in a lot of different places. So like I have a friend that lives in New York. Fun fact, I've never been in New York. My uncle just moved to Denver and he was like, "Yeah, like y'all need to come visit." And I was like, "Yeah, I want to go to Denver." Like
Now you know how to ski. You got something to do out there. There's really not a lot of shit to do in Denver. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was unimpressed. I was like, bitch, if you ain't on drugs out here, it's really not worth the hype.
Oh my
High
God.
key. No, high
Okay,
key. High key. Like, I'm not lying about this. I feel like it's kind of one of the most overhyped cities to me, personally.
good to know.
Yeah, I was like, this is it. Downtown is weak.
Every place can't be New Orleans,
Noted.
honestly.
It's not. But you know what? Like I said, if you can like get on a mountain or something, maybe it'll be worth it.
Okay.
So
But yeah, I feel like that's also. And I think that's also a very decent point to make in having adult friendships is that them hoes require money. Money. Because if I want to go see Selena, if I want to come see you, that flight's expensive. You
imagine
know
how I feel. Everybody want my black ass to
what
fly everywhere.
I
For real. I'm like, okay.
But yeah, like now, like if ever I want to like see people, like that's a flight.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
Alex is in Mississippi, like Ryan's in Houston. Like we have people all over the place, and it's just like that is 1,000% a flight off rip. So then it's like your friendships also, and that's also where it becomes important to like weed friendships out because I've noticed that it's become important, like in adult friendships. Like, you don't want to be having time to just be keeping friends just for the sake of keeping friends. Like, if I'm still friends with you, if I'm still friends with you at this point, it's because I actually like hanging out with you and like you make me a better person. I make you a better person. Like, all of these things.
A solid point.
Because if I'm not really rocking with you for real, then why would I spend money on a flight to come see you? Why would I spend my precious time, my busy lifestyle, and going to work and all these other things and spend time on the phone with you if I don't really rock with you like that? Like that don't make no sense. So I think
What's
that's
so crazy
also.
is some people do. Some people,
You're right.
that's why I
You're
can't
right.
be. That's
Wait.
why adult friendships are hard. That was actually my follow-up question is why do y'all think adult friendships are so hard to make? Like for me, I'm like, I don't know if it's a time factor, like we talked about earlier, or if people just don't have enough to do, or if people just, I'm like, And I don't know what it is. Like, I'm like, why is this so hard? I feel like when I was a
Okay,
kid,
so
I didn't give a damn.
I was okay. So in my humble opinion, I think it's hard. What this is why it's hard for me. I don't know about other people, but it's hard for me because I know what I will and will not tolerate. Like if you're this is my friend that I'm like adding a person I'm adding to my life and we don't have the same viewpoint or we can't appreciate, you know, an intellectual debate because we have differences of opinion about something and then still have respect for each other at the end of the day. If we can't just like share common ideals, I guess, and even still respect each other if we don't have the same opinion on whatever that is. Like, if we can't do that, don't worry about it. If your priorities are messed up, you're like, oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna go see my grandma because I'm trying to go to this concert. Huh?
Yeah,
We
that's
can't
a
be
big one for me.
friends.
Your values. Do we have the same
Like,
values?
yeah,
No, I feel
then
that.
values, ideals, like all that stuff. Like, then it's just like, all right, I don't really need to be friends with you. If you can't do for me like I do for you within reason, why are we friends? You know what I mean? And that's different when you're younger because it's just kind of like, yeah, like this is my friend and this is my friend, blah, 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 blah. But it's like when you're younger, you don't have that
I
mentality
feel
of
like when you're younger, you don't really have responsibilities.
that
You
too.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like when you're in
Right.
college, like, you know, I actually really miss college. I've been missing it for about the past 4 years.
Since you
every
graduated.
day, every day. It's like I didn't have to worry about what I was going to cook, go to the cafeteria. So,
Hello.
you know, like I think when you're younger, you don't have responsibilities. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to. You know, you don't have kids, you don't have a relationship, you don't have to do those things. So your friends really are, they can be, if you let them, they can be your world. You know, like your friendships can hold all of this time in your life at that point because you don't have anything else to do.
Right,
But I
right.
think, I don't know, it's like as I get older, I just see, I don't know, it's like I'm seeing things that I didn't, I'm like, I wonder, I'm like, was it, I don't know. I don't know if it's things that I overlooked before or if it's things that that just weren't relevant before. I'm not sure, but I don't know. For me, I feel like people are really fake. I mean, maybe I've seen it. Yeah, it's where I live. But like,
You said fake with so much
but you
conviction.
know what? I feel like even in the Midwest, no, it's just crazy. It's like crazy to me. And then you hear all these crazy stories about like that one girl who went to Mexico and her friends killed
Oh,
her.
God.
Like,
Right.
see
Which
what I'm
brings
saying?
me
Like,
to my point. I think adult friendships are hard because people have different definitions of friendship. And we're walking around just thinking everyone has the same definition, but people operate differently in their friendships. So, what y'all just communicated about friendships, I guarantee you not everyone has that definition of a friendship of
girl, I know.
it's
I didn't have friends break up with me, and I'm like, oh,
break up.
completely caught off guard.
Damn, that's crazy.
No, but like that's 100% real. And then when you are like on a hectic rotation, or like life is just busy. Like I have one day off a week. Do you really think you're gonna spend that one day off a week with someone who you don't really like just because they're going to an event? We probably won't. Some people might, I
You know what?
think.
You're right.
And they
You're right.
have, and so I think just that different definition comes with a different level of expectations, which causes conflict when one or the other is not able to meet them. And two, people don't be communicating. People, especially long distance friendships, because you might miss a birthday. You might miss a birthday, and that person might be mad at you, but you won't even know they're mad at you until 3 months later because y'all don't even talk that much. And they're like, got a whole attitude. And you're like, what is wrong with you? And then they want, I'm like, it's been 3 months, baby. We're in a new season.
Look, they just been mad this whole time.
The whole, and you have no idea. And I think that's when it's problematic.
Yeah, I will say I think you're right about expectations because my expectation would always be like if we're friends at this big age, which means we've been friends for several years at this point, because at this
like we've already discussed, it's hard making new friends in this stage of life. So anyway, so if we've been friends up to this point, I would expect you, if you have a problem with me, baby, say something so we can talk about it and we can build a bridge and get over it. Like,
yeah.
What, like,
I mean, not everybody's like that. I mean, I've just learned that. That's just people. I'm like, you need therapy. You know, some people need exorcisms. Some of y'all need therapy. I'll say everybody need therapy, but some of y'all need the demons snatched out.
Shameless plug for therapy.
You got too much going on for me. But I agree. I think communication and expectations are different. I mean, for me, I'm going to give you, like, if it's your first offense, and we haven't been friends that long, like, you don't know. And, you know, even if you have, sometimes I feel like you're always constantly learning a person, you know, and there are, you know, the stage, y'all met me in college. So there's a whole life I had, there's whole backgrounds and, you know, healing and wounds and stuff that I had before I even met y'all. And, you know, sometimes what people do that it triggers you back to that point and they don't know that, you know, so I've learned to try to give grace that one time. I'm gonna tell you, you know, like, hey, I don't like this. This ain't my thing, you know, but like after I've voiced it, that's when I'd be like, I don't think it's gonna work out. I don't think we're compatible. Like, that's just what I'd be hitting niggas with nowadays. Friendships, work people, everybody, we're just not compatible, I don't think, because you don't get my style and I'm not gonna deal with yours. So it's, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just hard. Friendships are, but you know what, friendships are hard to make, but also for me, I think, and I mean, I've told Eden and Ryan this like several times, I don't deal with no bullshit in friendships. I have learned to have to cut friendships off, because friendships, in my opinion, should be the easiest relationship I have personally. I think that because, you know what, this is the one relationship I get to choose. I don't get to choose my family. I don't get to choose my coworkers. I don't get to choose who I love. I mean, you do, but sometimes they come with some hiccups. You don't get it all. So, you know, like, but friendships, like, I have had friendships where I've never had a single real fallout with them ever. You know, like, to me, I'm like, I'm gonna give you once every 5-10 years. Okay. Like, if we falling out constantly, I don't like friendships like that. I do not like drama friendships, mm-hmm. because I'm like, this is supposed to be easy. This is supposed to be the person I can go to when I'm having a bad day, or I just need to vent, or I just want to turn up and have a good time or have a laugh or something. Like, this is supposed to be easy. And when friendships start to become too hard to me, I've noticed I really just lose interest in them fast. I mean, there's been some friendships I've had where I've had to tell them that, like, you know what, this is becoming a really difficult friendship for me, so we either need a break or you're gonna have to do better, because mm-hmm. I've just learned, like, I don't want that extra stress. I got stress everywhere else. Like, this needs to be the soft spot. This and Jesus.
I think that's 1000% true. And I mean, that goes back to Ryan's point of that, of like people's different people have different definitions or outlooks on what a friendship is supposed to be. And so communicating that, I think, is also what's most important. It's like, so if that's what it is for Selena, and like, I expect my friendships to be easy, XYZ, which I think you saying that just voices like what I think most people think a friendship should be, what I hope most people.
I don't know. I feel like some people drag their toxicity into it and they're just like codependent as fuck. And you're like, oh my God.
That's true. That's true. Which is why people be needing therapy. But anyway, so, but like you voicing that and like, this is how I expect this friendship to go, or this is what I expect out of a friendship, or what I want out of this friendship. And if they don't have the same, like, oh, well, you know, because you might get somebody that's like, what? Like, that sounds so harsh. Like, what do you mean? Like, it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? And then at that point, you're just like.
Because see, what I've learned is people don't want honesty. And I've told y'all, real friendship to me is honest friendship. Honest friendship. I said, Ryan will stop. Has stopped me coming. She's like, you're going to wear that? You're going to wear those shoes? And I was like, damn, she came for me. But I was like, real fucking friendship. Like,
right.
You know, I was like, she knows, you know.
And vice versa.
Even over New Year's this past weekend, I was actually in the car with like a high school friend I hadn't seen in years. And she was explaining one of her friends to me. She was like, or she was saying like, oh, well, Selena gonna tell you. And she's like, what do you mean? She's like, Selena will tell you if you got a booger. And I was like, because I'm not, she was like, and she'll just be real. She's not even gonna get through the sentence. She's not even gonna listen to anything you're saying. She's gonna cut you off and tell you. And I was like, yeah. I was like, in my head, I was thinking like, have I always been like this? Like, damn, because like, I was like, man.
1,000%.
But if that's real.
And I mean, and that's what
but people don't want that. How, you know, that's what's so right. Crazy.
People don't think that they should be able to do that with a friend. Because I've had almost an exact opposite kind of interaction with that with a friend of mine who has since like we've fallen out a little bit, not fallen out, but just like fizzled out. You know, we grew out of it. It had an expiration date, if you will. And I asked a genuine question, and I was like, does this look bad? Because I kind of felt like it looked bad, but I just needed some verification. Like, just
what was
she? You know, I just like pull the room. And I was like, I literally, I said, does this look bad? And they're like, well, I mean, you know, like it just needs a little bit more of this. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, like just keep doing this. And then
what were you asking about?
Makeup.
Okay. Okay.
And so I was like, does this look bad? And they're like, well, you should just like blend it out a little bit. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, like just keep blending until it's all gone. And I'm like,
until it's all gone.
So basically I need to start over like I thought I should.
But until it's all gone.
And I'm like, and I mean, I didn't address it at that moment because whatever. The setting wasn't right anyway. But I was thinking about that all day. And I was like, if I'm literally asking you, does this look bad? All you literally have to do is be like, yeah. You should go start over.
It's not a very like passive aggressive person.
Sure. Yeah, I'll say that. But I mean, I was just even more so disappointed because like, I literally asked. It's not like they had to like go out of their way and be like, hey, that actually doesn't look good. Like I asked you, I said, does this look bad? And you still gave me the runaround and you're supposed to be my friend. So you would have just let me go out there looking any kind of way if I didn't ask.
I mean, right. She told you to blend until it was gone.
Anyway, but that's what, but some people feel like that's okay. They shouldn't have to hurt their friend's feelings or whatever. Like I had this one girl tell me one time and she was like, yeah, I'm going out with a friend tomorrow, but I don't really want to go. And I'm like, so why are you going? And she was like, well, you know how like you have those friends that like, you're just friends with them just because, but you don't really like them that much. And I was like, no idea what you mean by that. No idea.
You know, like, no. Who does that? And that's people why y'all have different. That's why the problem of expectation comes in. But I also feel like some people feel attacked when you tell them stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think
that's why I know I can't be friends with. Because people will take it personal. And I'm like,
yes.
Home, girl. But also, self-awareness is key.
I don't want the truth.
They don't.
But basically,
that's why I don't give it. No, that's why I don't give it. Now, you know what my friendships I've started doing is when people ask me questions, I just ask them like, do you want my honest opinion? Or I ask them like,
yo, that is so healthy for some people.
No, for real. I'd be having to ask people like, you want me to be gentle or you want me to be real? And you know, like I give them the option because I'm like, I can either just be straightforward with you or I can be gentle. I know how to be gentle, but a lot
that's
of times
that's self-awareness right there.
I mean, I know some Let's people, go. I know Eden wants a gentle approach, but I will not give it to you because you have every, like, I will not. And there's a reason for that. I'm toughening you up and you've come so far, not the little weakling you once were. You've gotten better.
Wow. So, thank you so much, Sensei. I really appreciate
it. You were
for anybody listening, I'm rolling my eyes at her.
Beat this out of you because this will not do. I mean, that's real. You know, like for me, my first response when people ask me a question is to just, in my head, I'm just going to say the truth. I'm just going to tell you what I think and be straightforward and be direct. Because in my head, I'm thinking, well, you asked me. Why would you ask me if you don't want my real opinion? And, you know, but now I have learned over many instances that people don't really want the truth. They sometimes just want to, you know, so that's why I give them an option now.
No, I think that's good. I have definitely had to do that sometimes too, especially when their friendships are newer, and so you don't really know them. And so sometimes I'm like, okay, so do you just want to vent? You just need me to listen, or would you like me to respond? Because sometimes, like, I really don't know, and I could hit you with what exactly I'm thinking, but maybe you don't want that.
Maybe you
I
want
think
that.
maybe that's too much.
I think that's also
Right.
a good point, Ryan. I think that's a very good point, and like why it's hard making friendships as an adult, because as an adult, you've grown and you've matured. Like now at this point, like I would say that like we're all pretty like self-aware and stuff like that. And it becomes very hard to adjust or like need to like tone that down if somebody can't handle it. Or to be anything that's not ourselves. You know, like before, like you would act one way around, not before, but like maybe like when you're younger and you don't really like know who you are yet, it's easy to be like, okay, well, I'm this way around these people and this way around other people. But when you're older, you don't have time for that bullshit. Like, this is
No, you
me.
don't.
I might maybe, you know, if there's some things I'm still working on in therapy that I'm not fully self-aware yet, maybe those things need to be tweaked. But other than that, this is what
Not
it
with your
is.
friends.
Ex
Not with friends,
exactly,
with
not
family
with your
members you gotta
friends.
tolerate, with your coworkers. That's what I'm
Yes.
saying. Like, this is why this should be the best friend. This is why this should be the easiest relationship, because I already have to do that in every other area that I'm in.
True.
I actually had a random question. Do you, because I feel like this is always a debate. Do you guys feel like guys and girls can be friends? Just
Yes,
friends without
I
someone
do.
catching feelings?
Yes,
I
yes.
do.
This is
I
my
mean, I do.
reasoning. This is my reasoning. You're telling me, okay, in the land of one spouse, okay, I got one husband. I mean, I don't actually have one husband. I'm single as hell.
Speaking into
But
existence, Anna.
yes, 2023, okay, whatever.
Yes.
All right, you're telling me
Oh yeah,
2023, I'm claiming a man, a husband, whatever. Not whatever. Period. All right.
Period.
So you're telling me that I'm only supposed to have my husband as a friend? So you're saying I'm supposed to be friends with all these other females and nobody else? How is that realistic? And you're telling me I'm not supposed to display enough self-control? I have a whole husband. I can't display enough self-control to be
What if it's
friends.
not about you though?
So you're telling
I
me
see. I feel like in. I feel like in.
but
I feel
every
like
other
most.
man is gonna try to come at me?
Girl,
Like,
you don't know. You a
no.
good catch, Ryan.
Right.
Okay, that is true. But I just think that's crazy. Like, no, there's not
Mean,
enough self-control in two adults.
but
I think there is.
I think there is too, but it. To Selena's point, I think from your perspective, it would be much less about like your man, your husband being worried about you. Because if he knows you, then he's like, you know, that's my girl. I know her. I love her. Da 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 da. I don't have to worry about her. But I think that there's a very fine line because men know men. And just like women know women, and we can be like, nah, babe, she wants something else, stay the hell away from her. He can
Okay, do you
also say
think
that same thing.
I mean
He
I agree. I definitely think it's possible. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just playing devil's advocate right now. I have
yes.
actually a lot of my friends are male friends. Even though I consider myself to be a girl's girl, I have a lot of male friends. And I love them because I think they bring a new perspective, especially when I
They
got
do.
issues with a man. I'm like,
They do.
tell me where I'm
For
going wrong
sure.
in this, you
Yep.
know? And I really value my friendships with the guys I have. I've actually been in situations where the person I was dating wanted me to cut off a friendship. Like,
Oh yeah,
and
been there too.
that's just such a sticky situation. And I mean, and some people are like I've had I can't remember what I was reading the other day, but it was like, what do you feel like is disrespect? And they gave you like several options, and it was like being friends with somebody you used to like. Being friends with somebody who used to like you, you know what I'm saying? It was like different options, and I was like, okay, is this disrespectful? I was like, no, I don't consider this disrespectful. I consider this disrespectful, but I've actually been in a situation where I've had a guy like, I don't really want you hanging out with him, and in my head, you know, I was like, I've been friends with this person for a really long time, and I don't know, you know, I think for me, I'm like, I don't like people trying to control me, but I'm also like, maybe there's something I can't see. So it's just such a weird.
It's a fine line. It's a fine line because I've been in that situation too, both on the end where I am the friend that the girlfriend is saying, yeah, no, I've
Yeah,
been
I'm
that
like,
friend, but
yeah,
I've
Ryan
also been in the
knows. Ryan
middle
always
where
get
the
the
guy
keys.
dating has, I was dating has been like, yeah, no, you need to, stop messing around with them. But it's,
I feel like if the friendship is real, though, the friend backs off. Because
oh,
I've been
yeah.
the friend too. And I'm like,
Name.
you know what? I respect it. We don't have to hang out as much, But
Yeah,
just
same.
know,
When I
once
was
you
the
leave
friend, I
her,
backed the hell
we can be
off.
friends again. Just know I'm gonna be here for you when y'all don't work out, because this ain't gonna work out.
Except for me, because now they're married
Right,
and
because if
have
she can't see that we're
a
just friends, then like she don't know you. Like, real. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh,
Oh
I'm dead.
God.
I'm dead.
But
I mean, I
yeah.
feel like that's very relationship dependent
It depends
on.
on the friendship. It depends on the actual romantic relationship. It
That's got a
depends.
lot in there.
I mean, that's it be, I feel like it, I mean, I won't say I'm in that situation all the time, but I've been in there a few times, and it's always very, no matter which end you're on, it's always very alarming. I mean, I've even caught myself being the girlfriend who's questioning the friendship, because I'm like, because you're just questioning. I mean, I didn't set any boundaries or anything, but I did ask the question, because I'm gonna ask. Like, let's just get it out in the open,
Yep,
So.
fair. I feel like it's less dramatic when they your friend or whoever also has like a significant other.
Yeah. I would say so. It just makes
See, my
it
problem is I never have
better.
a significant other, so that's like the real issue in all of this. And when I do, they got all these sus friendships. Dear God. I can't, you know what I've realized about myself? I don't want to date a guy
What?
that has only girlfriends. To me,
Oh. Oh.
I mean, I
No.
know guys like that because they
I
just
agree.
naturally get along with girls better. Like, maybe it's a feminine energy. I don't know. But
I don't
I've realized that
know.
about myself. Like, no.
I
No.
just also want to point out that, like, I mean, I feel like we're being very heterosexual biased right now because
This is
it could
true.
also be, what do you mean? Like,
Yeah. I mean, my
if
friend that told me
a
about the booger thing, she's lesbian.
that's what I'm saying.
The
It's
person she was explaining it to was her girl. Well, for
that's what
you.
I'm saying. I'm like, okay, like you in this day and age, like,
You know what?
yeah.
I could
I'll
be
say this only
you
because
worried about men. I could be worried about my female friends. Like,
you know what? I'm gonna be honest though. I've really never had that happen to me in that kind of relationship, in a LGBTQ relationship, because they know I'm straight.
what?
Like, I think they just know so sure. They're like, oh no, I'm not worried about her, because like I feel like
Well,
their vibes
yes.
are different. Like, that's
Right.
because honestly, because I've really never had like a very close gay male best friend. All of my gay friends who I'm close to are women. So, but I think for me, that's always why it's never really become an issue with that. And I've, had friends who've liked me before, and that was the issue. But I mean, I think as far as being in that specific circumstance, no, because they're just like, she's not turning. And I'm like, I'm not.
Not.
I tried, you know what? I dabbled. I did explore that with them. I was like, do I? Like, should I figure this out? And then I kissed a girl and I was like, no.
No.
You just know. You just know. You're like, no, not really. That's not really, what I'm on right now. Probably
Yeah.
ever. But it's okay. I know what I like.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And then if you bring, but you can't bring that up in an argument, you can be like, how you know I'm not feeling my girlfriends? And then they'd be like, well, stop hanging out with him too. Be like, oh, well, shit. Can't say that.
I don't know. I mean, it works when you're a girl. Guys like that.
True.
They'd be like, oh, word? I'm like, no, pimp.
Right.
No, for real. That's like my number one argument, like with dating guys,
Bro,
when
they'd
they're
be
like,
so
you wanna do a
mad.
threesome, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gay. And they're like, well, what does that have to do with it? Then they
Right.
always ask, what does that have to do with anything? I'm like, okay, well, how
Yes.
about this? Whenever you decide that we're gonna do a threesome with two guys, then he's like, but I'm not gay. There you go. There you go.
Exactly.
You're up to speed. You're on the train with the rest of us.
I dated this one guy and he asked me multiple times and he was like, so like you ever been with a woman? And I'm like, I mean, no. He's like, do you want to? And I'm like, nah, like I'm cool. Yeah. Like I'm cool. I've thought about it. I'm like, no, I'm really cool. And yeah. He's like, are you sure? Like he was real deal, like up fucking set. And I was like, all right, well.
That's when you gotta tell him, like, okay, how about this? If we do this with two guys, then I'll do it with another girl. And see, that's always the line for them. They'll never cross it. If they're not down, they will not cross it. You know, now when you throw that out there and they're down, now you gotta fulfill. That's the risk.
That's the risk.
Right. Right. Like that's the dice you're rolling. But you know, like you never know. I mean, I've had some people that have told me actually that threesomes have actually brought them closer with their significant other.
That's beautiful.
I was like, wow, that's an interesting concept. I don't know. For me, like I said, it's the fact that I've tried it. I know it about myself. Don't discriminate, but right. I was like, you know, like, I think for me, it's because women are very soft. Mm-hmm. And like, even when I kissed the girl, I was like, her lips are very soft and I don't like this. Like, it was weird.
No facial hair rubbing against
girl,
you.
Girl, like, no, like, even just, I was like, I want something a little more firm. I want to be the soft one, you know? Like, that was my issue with it. I was like, no, I'm just not there. Like, that's not my, that's not my vibe, you know? So, I don't know. Even though I've had men, straight men, tell me that I give off that vibe. Yes, it's happened. Mm, like, you sure? I'm like, they're just motorcycle boots. For real. Like, this is dead ass. I'm like, I like girls. Like, well, you know, I don't know. You're kind of a tomboy. I'm like, trying not to die on this bike. But
trying not to be broke off gas in California.
Right. Girl,
trying not to sit in traffic. So many reasons, you know, but I'm like, no. Like, you just have very masculine energy. I was like, it's because I need a real man.
Okay.
Hello.
Period.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Which obviously you cannot supply. So, young sir.
Okay. Okay. I had two more questions because we're about to come up on an hour. Wow, I just went blank.
No. You write them down.
I had it. Oh, I was going to say, all right. So when balancing a long distance, we're circling back to like the friendship thing.
Right.
So we drifted. Circling the block. Okay. So when, what's funny, Eden?
It's the lead up.
We'll catch up.
Okay. So when balancing a long distance friendship, where do you have to draw the line? And like, all right, we tried this, we are no longer friends, or this is not working. Like, what's the deal breaker for you?
If I was disrespected. Or if I feel like I can't be the friend that that person needs, aka a very needy person. I need medium to low maintenance friendships. But I feel like for me, if it's a long distance friendship, a lot of times there's really not a line. It usually just kind of fades itself out because we're both busy, but it's really nothing extreme about it. But like I said, my only line will be if I felt like I was disrespected after I've told you, you know. Or shoot, sometimes the disrespect's so real, we just ain't got to have the conversation.
Okay, so like, what? Like, explain disrespect. Like, what is your?
Like, I feel like people talking bad about me, talking bad about my character. You know, like I don't trust friends. Especially had, I won't say she was a friend, but I've had a colleague who I knew I couldn't be friends with because she was talking shit about her friend she already had to me. I was thinking you're talking about these friends who you've known longer than me, probably talking about me. I feel like it's either that or like, I don't know. I mean, like for me, like I said, I feel like I'm a pretty direct person. It would have to be extreme. Or like if we went on vacation and we didn't travel well together or something bad happened, like that to me is the line usually. But Yeah, but you know, I'm like, I'm pretty good on the fade out game. You know, I'm pretty good at being busy a lot if I need to be. So, you know, and then usually I get, you know, broken up. Like I said, because if it's a needy person, they really need me there, then I'm like, you know what? I just can't be who you need me to be. So, and I never will be.
Yeah. I think for me, it's like, I will say I definitely have a higher tolerance for the bullshit than Selena does. Yes, I know.
I didn't cut her off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no. Maybe, I'm like, there is no maybe, girl. She showed me her colors.
Yes, that is me. That is me. Be giving these bitches more grace than I give myself. But anyway, that's another topic.
Ooh, that's a word.
I think for me, it would just be a turnoff if it was something like, you know, like just like a misunderstanding or like we're not on the same page. So like the example that I was giving earlier about like forgetting someone's birthday. Like if you mad at me behind something like that, or you're mad at me because, you know, maybe I didn't call you back in a week, you know, which happens. But it's like, if you like get legit upset behind something like that, then I'm like, look, you know, that I'm trying to be better, but like, baby, I forget to text my own mama back sometimes. So
trash.
What you think this is? Like, it's nothing personal. You know what I mean? And it's like, I can't say to somebody like, yeah, like, okay, I'll be better next time. And da 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 da. Like, I can't say that because my life might be upside down in the next 2 weeks and I'm off the face of the earth. You know what I mean? And it's like my people who are my friends and like we are still friends at this point in time, like they get it. They understand. Like it's a joke most of the time. It's like, yeah, I know you won't text me back for a few days, but da 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 da. Like, you know, and it's like, I think for me, that's probably like the biggest turn off. Like if someone was legit mad at me for something like that, I'm like, bro, I love you. You love me. It's fine. It's fine.
You know what? Yeah. I think the line for me has also been friends who only call me when they need something. That irritates the fuck out of me. Because I have, when you need money or you need this, you're only hitting me up for this. Like that is another long-term friendship thing that, or long distance friendship thing that I think I have noticed just over the years. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna call you on it too.
We know. You know? We know, girl, we know.
But people, okay, like I said, people don't like when you call them on that, so lost true some friendships.
Very fair, very fair. Okay, I remembered my question. I totally just made that one up.
I like the improv.
Okay, how do you think having a career in healthcare has affected some of your friendships?
Girl, people don't get it.
And when you say they don't get it, like what has your experience been? The time.
So like I literally, especially like during my residency year, like I had to explain to people like just how busy I was. Like I was like, I just worked 36 hours straight. Like and then I sleep and then I need to be back up to do it again the next day. Like I feel like some people need context to then give the grace that is required. Yeah. So it's like some people are just like, you know, like, okay, I get it. Oh, Eden's probably busy. Right. I can't imagine. I just know that she's busy. She'll hit me back when she gets it. But other people are like, God damn, are you that damn busy? Da, 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 da. And it's like, actually, yes, I am. Let me tell you why. And then some people are like, oh, okay. Or it's like sometimes it doesn't happen too often, but sometimes I'll get like emotionally and thereby physically drained because like sometimes like being in healthcare is a lot. Like you see things, woo! Hear things, you know, like you see things and you hear things that are just like so emotionally draining that like,
you barely have anybody that can, like, you can talk to that'll like even understand like what you just saw. So then it becomes like a, well, maybe I just need to like not talk about it. Or, you know, I can only talk about it with certain people, if at all. HIPAA. And so it's like,
can't even talk about it.
And so it's like being in healthcare is really like, it's stressful because like people really need to give you grace, especially if they aren't in healthcare. They don't get the hours. They don't know what you might see every day. Like people just don't get it. And so especially if like one, you're not in healthcare, and two, you are like giving me grief about like, you know, oh, you didn't hit me back for like 5 days or something like that. Bro, you have no idea what I've been doing over the past 5 days. Like, you don't know what I've seen. You don't know what I've heard. You don't know what I've had to dealt with. Like, just,
I think for me, it's like, yes, that part, but also like now that my schedule has opened up a little more because I finished school, hallelujah.
Because you're a full-blown dentist.
Full-blown. Thank God. By the Lord.
Amen.
Now my thing is like, I'm gonna go to the party, like I'm gonna be out, you know, whatever, blah blah blah, and then I'm like, oh, gotta go, it's 12, and people are like, where are you going? And I'm like, oh no, I gotta go home. And they're like, but why? That's what I mean. I was like, I gotta get up and work in the morning, you know. I'm like the rest of y'all should be doing, you know, shade. But I'm like, okay girl, okay, I know you work at the post office, you still gotta be up and functioning, but like post office has good benefits, yo, okay?
It's yo,
they do. I just wasn't expecting post office.
But you know, like for me, that's the thing. It's like, I have to leave earlier, and people, a lot of time, I mean, half the time they're drunk. But you know, like then I have to explain, and then I have to tell somebody, I was like, I said, would you want your dentist to be hungover in your mouth? And they're like, right. No. And I'm like, that's why I have
precisely
to leave. Like, I have surgery in the morning. I have to pick up a scalpel, bitch. Like, I can't be that tired. I have to go. You know, and once I feel like I say that, people are like more receptive to it.
Oh, but, you get them in the jugular, you know, with it.
Because I mean, it's like
in their chest.
Like, well, you're already. Yeah. And I'm like, right. But I'm like, but I can't remain out. You got a little taste. Now I have to go home and get some sleep because I can't do this off of 3 hours of sleep. And I wouldn't, you know, I think that's the thing people don't always get, besides the time that it takes, it's the responsibility. And I think I have to tell myself to take that seriously. You know, as much as I want to enjoy life, I really have people's health in my hands, you know, and you know, you can really do damage to people when you don't take your job seriously, when you're in these roles, especially, you know, I think as a doctor, that's the thing. It's like, I'm young, I'm about to be 27, but I'm a doctor. And even people who've been in the office like 20 more years than me, at the end of the day, when shit goes south, the assistants are looking at me like, what are we doing? And I'm like, I don't know, I just got here, bitch. Been like
what are the things that
I'm 3 days out? I'm 3 days in, like, for real, you know? But at the end of the day, I'll say just as a doctor, and I mean, I'm not saying that to be vain, I'm just saying because that's my role. As a doctor, you are the person, you're in charge, you're the leader. And and that's the thing with healthcare, I think, is things could be so going so good and then all of a sudden just change so fast. And it is, you know, whenever I look at patients in the chair, even if it's a patient I'm not feeling, it's like that's somebody's dad or that's somebody's child, you know, you have to look at it like that. And so you gotta be on it. And so I think for me, my friends who know that, who know me, they're understanding. I don't really have to, when I tell them I gotta leave at 12, they're like, all right, peace, you know. But then some people, they don't get it, you know. And it's, but I also feel like healthcare has brought me a lot of good friends, and I think that is such a blessing to come from Xavier. Like, I think I was telling somebody about y'all this past weekend, they're like, oh yeah, how's your college friends? And I was like, we're all good, like we're basically all doctors, flex, but you know, like, I was like, yeah, we're pretty fire. Fine. We're just trying to get our husbands now. That's the challenge.
Okay. Right. Speak on it.
Next, like, we need to get that part together. But other than that, we're fine. You know? But I think for me, that's why I was like, man, I'm so blessed to have gone to Xavier, because I feel like all of my friends, like, I don't have to explain it. I don't have to explain to y'all why I can't do this or what. Because y'all know. Like, y'all get it. Or if I'm having a hard day or anything, I'm so grateful to be able to call Alex. Or Alex calls me and she's like, I just need to talk about this thing that went wrong. And I know the lingo. She doesn't have to layman's term. She doesn't have to, or even in our group chat. I just want to say this for the audience. We have the most medically educated group chat going on. I swear, for real, like someone can ask a question.
More than what time about was like, chest pain?
Like 10 different perspectives from a midwife, from a dentist, from a pharmacist, from an MD, from an anesthesiologist. You have like 10 different perspectives, okay? I'm saying Eden up here, like listing off drugs, and she is drunk as hell, and she knows the facts, okay? I'm like, why are we in this conversation right now? Girl, I'll never forget that shit. She's like, I'm drunk. I'm like, you're not that drunk, bitch, because you know what this drug is. You know all the side effects. So, like that's, I just feel like, man, as much as healthcare has separated me from people, healthcare has also brought me to so many levels with good people that I just wouldn't have even pictured I'd be like this close with. Like, I don't know if I even knew who Eden was our first year. Now look at us.
No, you didn't. I know none of y'all our first year. Trust.
I just only knew Ryan because people kept confusing me with her. Like, Ryan, I'm like, who are you?
Yes.
Come on, I'm like, know you, bitch.
I'm not Selena. Even the lady.
Right.
I'm
like, we.
It's Gray. It's Gray. I'm like, my name is not Gray. Why are you upset? I'm not answering.
I know. And then the next year, we're a pair of roommates.
Cute as hell. Cute as hell.
I know. I had it for 4 years, Eden. Never forget that. I know you had that 1 year.
I did. Best year of my life. Duh.
Duh. Okay, no, I think I agree with everything that you guys said in regards to healthcare. It's such peculiar, and I feel like people who don't get it, I think they really, sometimes their best relationship to it is like a TV show, which
that's a fact.
Is
right, girl, because people be asking me for money now, and I'm like, bitch, I'm not making that much. I'm like, girl, I'm broke as hell. I'm on a budget. Keep spending money like I'm not.
Okay, so last question is like our gem question that we have. So usually I basically ask people like, what would you tell like a previous like version of yourself how to handle like adult friendships? But I guess my question for you guys is going to be, how do you see your way of handling adult friendships changing in the future? If so, in what ways? For example, we all just claimed in the next phase of our lives is gonna be finding a man now that everyone basically has degrees.
Lord, get on it.
Okay. Wink, right. Wink at God.
So in that sense, that's also gonna be like an additional transitional phase for us. Like, how do you feel like your way of communicating specifically in regards to long distance friendships is going to change that much, if at all?
I just hope to see my friends more. To be honest, if I was talking to younger me, I'd be like, bitch, keep doing what you're doing. Because I feel like, no, for real, I feel like I have excellent friendships. Like the friendships I really have, because I think I'm so direct and I'm so just honest and people don't like that, it weeds out a lot of people who I wouldn't in the long term be compatible with. So I would, frankly, for me and my personality, I would just keep doing what I'm doing because my friends that I do have, we just ride so hard for each other. And so I really like, I like that approach I give. I mean, if anything, I've noticed that my strategies to friendships has changed since college. Like, I think when I got to dental school, I started taking my time with friendships. Like, I feel like when I came to dental school, everybody clicked up and I really kind of lone wolf for, I want to say about 6 months, because now I've just realized my friendship is really valuable. I am a real friend. Like for real, like I will go up there and fight your nigga for you if I have to. And I can say that because I almost had to do that like 4 months ago, unwillingly. I didn't even know I was gonna have to fight the man till he got in my face. I was like, what, bitch? Now I'm like, but you know, that to me is like, I'm that kind of friend. I'm gonna hold you down so hard and be loyal to you. I'm not gonna let people talk about you. I'm gonna stand by you. I'm gonna take care of you. If you need money, I'm gonna have to. And I've just realized that is so valuable. And so now I don't just jump into friendships. I'm gonna fill you out for like a minute too. I'm gonna fill you out for about like a month and a half, 2 months. I need to see how you are outside of the mask. I need to see you in a bad situation when things go left for you, because that's how I know who you really are, is when people go through bad situations. So if anything, if I could go back and tell the past me to do anything better, that would probably be it. Is just take your time with friendships, because You never, like I said, you never know who people are until shit goes left. And that's when you really see people's true colors, because people will turn, people will say all kinds of crazy stuff and be up in your face the next day like ain't nothing happened, you know? And yeah. So I think going forward, that's like the same energy I'm going to have. And, you know, I've even had to tell my coworkers. They were like, my coworkers were like, you know, I wasn't fucking with them at first. And I'm pretty obvious about it. But I told them. I was like, look, I just know what kind of friend I am. And I know how valuable that is. And I have to stop giving everybody access to that, because half y'all bitches don't deserve it. And I'm sorry. No. Maybe you go to therapy, you will.
Eat in what you got.
I think, as far as like telling younger me, I don't really know. I think like up to this point, I just kind of like lucked out. Nothing but the grace of God, you know. I haven't had to lose really that many friendships at this point. And the ones that I have right now are like all pretty like solid. So I feel like that all of that has been just the decisions I've made up to this point. So like, I probably echo what Selena said and be like, younger me, like, you're doing okay. You don't know you're doing okay, but you're doing okay. But I think how moving forward, like, yeah, I do plan to like, I plan for it to change, like how I keep up and maintain my friendships moving forward. Because as I've already stated several times, I'm trying to do better. I recognize that I am not the most responsive, and you know, I do things like respond in my head and then forget I never actually responded. I do that all the time. And so like, I am trying to do better. So one thing that I've already started doing is like keeping like a list of people who I'm like, okay, like these are people that like I need to stay in touch with, or I would like to, you know, catch up every once in a while, and just kind of like jotting down when's the last time I talked to them. Because I do have moments where like, you know, I live alone. So I'm like, I do have moments where I'm like, oh, like I feel like talking to somebody, or like I have time to talk to someone, like who should I call? And usually, you know, it's the rotation of like cousin Ryan, my sisters, my parents, you know. But
like, how I'm not on that list.
What'd you say?
I was not on that list,
bitch. Because we already know what it is, and I still talk to you sometimes anyway.
It's okay. I just meme you. I send you memes.
Okay. Anyway,
Eden doesn't. I always reach out with you.
True. Reach out to you. Okay. Anyway, side note.
Need something. I gotta.
Oh, don't do that. Anyway,
let me know what you think.
You acted bad, Selena. Anyway, as I was saying, moving forward, I'm going to like put more people into that rotation. Like, I'm going to like go to my notes and be like, okay, who haven't I talked to? I mean, obviously I'll try to like stick my parents in more often than most people. But otherwise, like, you know, I have that, like, I was like just starting to like jot down like people. I'm like, oh, like, yeah, I want to talk to this person. I'm like, damn, this is a lot of people. So
I just have reminders in my phone for the people that I'm like, don't want to talk to weekly, but I want to talk to you like every 2 months. I just have reminders like text so-and-so.
Yeah. So I have that going on, trying to do better, be different. 2023, you know, new year, new me, not really, but yeah.
All right. I think that's good. Eden, I don't know. I feel like I talk to y'all probably the most.
Because you're in her rotation.
I'm weak, Selena.
Let me know if I get a call back. I'm waiting.
First of all, the last time we talked, you didn't get back to me. No.
All right. We will continue. We will continue this discussion offline. Thank you for listening, for checking out this episode. Shout out to you guys for hopping on. I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye. Thanks for supporting my girl Ryan, Dr. Adams.
Woo, woo. Coming to you 2023.